It's time for Talkin' Ship with the Wisconsin Maritime Museum on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Welcome back, listeners, to Talkin' Ship right here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT, 1240 AM, 107.9 FM, and streaming online anytime at WMTRadio.com. We got Kathy from the Wisconsin Maritime Museum back in the studio. Good morning, Kathy.
Hey, Terry. How are you?
I have no complaints. I'm excited because we have a guest with us this morning, and we're going to have her with us for a while now.
Yeah. So Carolyn Deemer is our programming coordinator, and she's the person who's bringing together all of these wonderful Think and Drink programs. And in fact, she wrote the original grant to get this thing kicked off. So she's going to be here today to tell us about the one that's coming up tomorrow.
Well, good morning.
Good morning,
Terry. Glad to have you with us here, and looking forward to talking ship with you guys. And specifically, looking at tomorrow, we got May's Think and Drink. It's been something we've been doing every month, all year long. Let's remind our listeners what's going on tomorrow night at the museum.
Yeah, so tomorrow night we are going to have the talk. We do this for the water, which is going to be presented by Siobhan Marks.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to say her Anishinaabe name as well, which is Zigwe No Denance. And she is going to be talking about Josephine Mandeman, who was this super cool Anishinaabe elder who walked around the Great Lakes to raise awareness for water protection and water like pollution, pretty much.
Really? Yeah. When did that happen? Do you know?
So she walked around the entirety of the Great Lakes, so over, I think it was over 10,000 miles, between 2003 and 2017.
Okay. 10,000 miles.
10,000 miles, and Josephine was not a young woman. She really wanted to, you know, show people, you know, that we should care about our environment, care about the water. And so she and a group of women called the Water Walkers did this walk, and it's super amazing.
Okay, so she's going to be sharing the story then, huh?
Yes. I believe that Siobhan might be one of the people who participated in the walks, and she's very exciting because there's only a few people who are allowed to talk about Josephine's story, just because a lot of people are really fascinated with it, but the family wants to protect it a little bit. So Siobhan is one of the few people who can share this story, so it's going to be really exciting.
How awesome it is that we have that opportunity to hear that story, a rare story, here in Manitowoc at the Wisconsin Maritime Museum tomorrow night. That is amazing.
Yeah, and, you know, I'll remind you that our theme this year is women in maritime history, and I'm especially excited about this program because it's reaching back, in some ways reaching back to Native cultures and people who were here long before those of us who, you know, study schooners and steamers.
Sure.
At the same time, this is a living culture. So we're reaching back and we're kind of also looking at the way people are caring about water today. So I think this is going to be one of our best programs. So everybody come on out.
And that again, listeners, is tomorrow night at the Wisconsin Maritime Museum. Details, price to attend, give us all the information.
Yeah, so Think and Drinks are always free. They're available both in person, so if you come to the museum, you'll see the talk, but it's also available online. This month in particular, it's very important to register ahead of time because that's the only way you're going to be able to get that link for the talk.
Okay.
But yes, it's always free. And there will also be a featured drink.
I was going to say, like, I mean, if you come in person, you can have a drink.
Yeah. So this is going to be a little bit different from the rest of our Think and Drinks. Out of respect for Josephine's story and the story of the water, it's going to be a non-alcoholic event. But that doesn't mean we're not going to have some cool drinks.
Sure.
Siobhan is actually going to be bringing a traditional medicine called cedar tea. And she's going to be sharing that with us, as well as our bartender is making up some pretty cool mocktails for everyone to sip along and enjoy.
So that is taking place again tomorrow night at the Wisconsin Maritime Museum. Once again, time?
6:30.
All right, listeners, don't miss out. Attend the Think and Drink, and looking forward to learning more tomorrow night here at the Wisconsin Maritime Museum. We'll talk to you guys again next week as we continue to talk ship here on WOMT.
Talking Ship with the Wisconsin Maritime Museum is heard every Wednesday morning on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor WOMT. Learn more about the museum online at wisconsinmaritime.org. You're listening to WOMT Radio, a Sea Hafer broadcasting station.